بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Someone asked the Thani Mahatmali, why is it that women are wearing parda but they're not making parda? What an answer he gave. He said that they're not making parda because the parda that they're wearing is not shari parda. What the sharia tells you how to make parda, you have to make that way. No doubt that today the women are wearing parda. Unfortunately, when you wear parda, you do not want to see that person the second time. That's how parda is supposed to be. But here the person wants to 10 times. If the way they attract themselves, then if a person don't want to see, won't see. Imagine this is in India. Very old lady. And she was going to yoga in the Risha. But she wore a very beautiful parda. So those people, they thought this person was Indian, was a very beautiful person. So when they went behind the person, and the moment she picked up the parda, they turned away. So this is how it is today. You're making parda, but you're not making shari parda. Because shari parda, there will be definitely the effect in it. Because the sunnah of Nabi Karim from Allah said. So unfortunately, our ladies are not making shari parda. Do not wear that kind of parda would attract next person. Usually a woman is supposed to wear her clothing and adorn herself in the house to that extent that when the husband is so covered, the moment he comes home and looks at her, all the time is going. Everything according to intention. If a woman got this intention hard that, you know, my husband is working very hard and become very tired, let me take his tiredness out by just attracting myself. Ibadah. Ibadah. But at the time you say, you know, someone said, that the door outside, but now it is properly. The husband looked at it and turned away too. So how important it is that when you drawn your husband and your wife up, it's so important. Secondly, it's very important in this much, that when the husband comes home, it's important that the wife must welcome him. Welcoming means that not much, but a door, you open the door. That everything must be prepared for him. Not that when the guy becomes so tired, he's about to sit on the knee, he's here, she's visiting Musalla. She's doing this Quran namaz and that namaz and all. She does not know how to moderate herself, balance herself. Whereas it's so important that the husband comes, the life of husband is so high. That the moment comes, he must try a little bit, and let me do something to my husband, would accept him towards me and no one else. That is the question. How one must now accept my husband that he will not look at another woman? That is what Allah Ta'ala gave him, taskunu ilayha. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gave taskunu ilayha, so that when he comes, there will be peace of mind, tranquility. No matter how much of problems you can go through, or say in case of misunderstanding between husband and wife, but when husband leaves the house, he must make salam. Without leaving the house, he must not forget to make salam. That is dua straight away. So now when he comes back, she must make sure that she must not keep that at heart, that the husband comes now before he can start any shibroba. If she has any issues with him, first, you must try to attend to your needs. That my husband came from work, whole day he went through some hard time. Let me now attend to him, give his food, whatever it's supposed to be. I give it. Not that when he comes home, that everything is going like a very heavy day outside, it becomes a bigger heavy day. So, but the way she must do something for him, that was dawning herself, And thereafter the race was prepared for him that automatically whatever problems he's going on, go away. So how important it is, look at that Sahabiya, when the child passed away and the Sahabi was born, it so happened that when he came back, the first thing he asked how the child is. So how about the life he gets in sleeping peace? And if it's true, sleeping peace. But never spoke anything else, because why? Now just imagine the woman, what kind of courage she has. The courage that she had, that she did not even say to the husband that the child passed away. She kept it hard and she made sure she gave the husband food and everything. Everything gave up. And thereafter how she explained to her husband. So how much of service would be, because the whole night is this. She must speak to him about the whole night, and issue them. Husband will be starving him. So the wife was going to what she was going to. What sabr? So this is what a wife is supposed to be. Now Allah will give this kind of wife. Therefore. So likewise, parda was the same thing too. Parda is made, you know, made the right way, the parda that Hazrat is saying, that when the woman's hand was going to be covered. So when we brought the woman go to the cashier, and the cashier looks at the hand, Hazrat gave you the example, not me. So when the time when the woman goes to the cashier to give her hand, the right hand is what goes through that man's mind. What that? So how important it is that everything the woman must do, but she must wear, the way she must wear the panda, that the person will not see the second time. But they're not going to see her. This is how it's supposed to be. Then you see how the barakat it is. Otherwise it is no barakat. Now it's harakat. All the time, I must compete myself with that woman. Is she wearing that kind of panda? I'm going to wear this kind of panda. I'm all kind of fashions, completing now competition. Then what kind of panda that is? Islam does not teach us. Islam teaches us that you don't yourself the husband, not house. That was the time of the say, the woman is only allowed to go out to any function, the correct function, if she wear the same clothing which she wore in the house, the same thing she did with and go back. Not that she must wear somebody else. Because she was only gone for her. There was a very great pious lady, as the Tamil mentioned it, that she, as far as possible, when the husband would come, she should don herself. And he said, no, I do not need you. Then she goes back and she's back normal and she goes back to Tamil Nadal. Now today's lady, the husband comes so tired. When he comes to see the lady, the wife is still sitting in the musalla. Now he's getting his hungry problem. He holds he not eat those. Now he wants food. Instead of the wife looking that I must give my husband the food now, which is more important. But no, she sits down and give a dust and after what was he first in Kerala, the husband he does sit down there. Then she husband, she allows the husband to get angry and then all the wrong things from his mouth. Because you allow him to speak. So how important it is, you know, whatever we do, you must know how to balance our response. At Mokha Shalas we call that. As we say, Mokha Shalas. And occasionally you see this occasion now, this what I'm going to do. No matter how much I'm going to leave, my husband came, he's tired. My duty is for my husband. I will make sure I was doing. No matter what problem you have to do. He left home, you're fighting with each other, left home, but when he comes home, you must be smiling, he must smile. Everything must be forgotten. But sad that today, you know, even the husband and wife, they don't talk of months and days. For months, they don't talk to each other. It's so sad. Because of small issues. They're not supposed to do that. Not supposed. Every day, the heart must be clean to be good to everyone. So the Thani says that therefore that he is not because of Sharif. He was Sharif, therefore, burnt up. That was Sharia. Then you see, there's no such thing as any kind of that first morning before they get born. So that today our ladies also must make part of the correct way, and we must also learn that we will make part of it. We first remember if we don't make part of it, we face the wife too. You mustn't think that a wife is not it won't affect the wife. If you not make the part of the correct way, if the husband of the wife is making part of lot of precautions he's taking, but the husband is going out and making bare part of all the time. So the effect of the bare quantity will come no matter. My husband gave us an incident. Don't know when I mentioned it to the king. He allowed his one daughter to return and said, take my daughter around and meet all the people. And if you start meeting all the people, we came back at one position, one place, one person kissed the cheek. So he had to report that too. So when he heard the kiss of the cheek, straight away he realized that many people in the city will not cut. I committed the same guna, now my child will be affected. Who's thinking like that today? You think my child committing a guna, straight away you're thinking, well, am I not guilty for it? In other words, you think first that I did something wrong. That's why he affected my own child. So just imagine that person thinks like this. So many a times I know many people, they say, I know a friend of mine, he has some weakness in him. He goes outside, his eyes are weak, some people's heart is weak, some ears are weak, but eyes are weak. So he committed the sin of the eyes all the time. If he takes the wife, if he takes the relationship, and you think you are why you are fighting all this time? The effect of that is affecting the person. It harms the children also. So we all have to keep on guard everything else. So that is very important. Women today, we have to know how to stay with them. We must know how to. Then there will be a lot of barakat in it. However, listening to Majlis, Hazri says, is very important, but more important to follow it. More important to follow it. Now these people listen to Muslim Majlis for the sake of giving others Majlis. How do we say not Muslim? Giving Majlis to others, you say that is pride. That is pride. You want honor. You got this Majlis from that Buzur or this Buzur, now you sell it to others. You give them big Majlis now. Where one of the conditions for a person who becomes there, to become a murid, he is not supposed to talk to anyone. Complete silence. Complete. Then on his benefit. Then he gets certain people, I guess, forgot. Hazrat said, when they begin to read Quran so much and tilawat Quran and the zikr and all, they forget their wives too. Now, we don't let them do it. So we forget their wives. With all the Quran they begin with, what the zikr they make, but they make sure that they fulfill the rights of the wife. But as she is trying to prevent me from committing guna, I must also try my best to, my level best to show that she was not also commit guna. You not commit? Everything according to intention. You know what they want in Buzruk? He said, the man, kabhi apne nafs ki khwahish puri nahi ki. I have never fulfilled my desire in my life. Although you have five children, you know. How come you say that you never fulfilled your desire? He said, I never fulfilled my desire, but I fulfilled my wife's desires. I fulfilled. So, person must know this thing that there is a way that there is time for everything. Sometimes you read the Quran, sometimes you read the Tilawah, the Zikr or something, and the wife invites you, tell you, come. That's Islam says that. Now it's ibadah that you leave everything to fulfill. That's very important. But that is what you call a true person who is, and then his intention is, I'm going to keep her away from guna. As a wife also, if she does not want to come to the husband, if the husband invites, he says, I'm only going to him for Allah to show that he's preventing from committing guna. That becomes ibadah. So how important is it? But now this is the wife of a small problem. For months she turned away. For months she turned away. She don't look at husband at all. Failing to understand that what harm can cause to the husband and by the wife. So Allah Ta'ala must have opened the seat. So Hadith says, to tell others, that is why you are honored, then you must know this month that it is pride. It is pride. You must honor people. So as far as possible, a person who has taken the road to Allah Ta'ala, one of the biggest conditions is, as I said, a person come on. If a person wants to lead a peaceful life, everyone wants a peaceful life. Every one of us sitting here wants a peaceful life, contentment, peace of heart, tranquility. It cannot come with money. What does he say? Here, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your tongue. And close your ears. What is the meaning of that? What cotton wool? Would everyone else close your eyes? When you see something wrong, close your eyes and go away. That means you won't talk of that person. You won't do it. Become like Isa alayhi salam. The time Isa alayhi salam saw that person committing that guna, and he told him he took this and said, no, I did not do what they say. My eyes deceived me. Isa alayhi salam said, my eyes deceived me. In other words, you are right, I'm wrong. So become like this, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, us. Your eyes must become closed, your eyes when you walk. When you close the eyes, you know, not when you close the eyes. In other words, you don't see this. Close the ears, do not hear those things. That is how he says that. He says, what does he say? He said, I'm telling you, you lead a very beautiful life. And I'm telling you to experience. Mother said, I'm telling you to experience. My husband should never talk. If I tell you something, you can only become guna. Never talk. If all of us can get that quality, we will talk. You come to know how much experience you see, or how good you be achieving from everyone. You won't have one enemy. Hazrat is trying to tell us, your eyes will be closed, your ears will be closed, everything will be closed. You find that you lead a very peaceful life. So that is one thing to say. The second thing is that a person is performing salah. Perfect? Performing salah. Now you know he's performing, he should come. When you know he's performing salah in a masjid, and he knows this masjid, his namaz, the masjid, he come out, he knows that all his sins are wiped out. Do you know a mu'min when he comes with namaz in the masjid, how he's supposed to eat the correct way? Then the police start telling him, hold on. When he enters, say, hold on, don't let him come in. Allah Ta'ala says, why are you doing that? He says, because inwardly he's not bad, outwardly he's bad. Look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, just lift up his sins, take it out, and then allow him to mercy. Now, if that person in that condition comes to the masjid and he namaz, with that condition, that he respects the masjid, not to talk to everyone, come to the church and meet Allah Ta'ala. He leaves namaz and then he goes out. That time the police says, Ya Allah, what must we do? Allah says, when you lift it, the guna, what must we put it back? Why do you put it back? Then that is the reason why Allah is saying that once you have already wiped out the sins, why are you going out to commit sin again? Why are you going out to commit the sins again? In other words, what happened happen to you? When Allah has lifted the sins out away from you, when you bring out the money again, you commit the sins. What kind of bandha you are? In other words, if you brought this in mind all the time, that you know what? And my sins, Allah, I thank Allah, Allah has lifted my sins. I'm going to go out. I'm going to make wada with Allah. I'm going to make wada with Allah. Allah has been so kind to me that you lifted my sins up. Allah has not commit that sin again. That is supposed to be said. So this is what it is. Then one very important point that he says, controlling one's mind is very important. Controlling one's mind is very important. This is where we all are very weak. We are very weak. The control of mind means whether it's sickness, whether it's any kind of calamity you're facing, or any kind of thing you're going through, whatever. Do not think about depression. Depression comes when your mind is working. When your mind is working. Something you're facing, whether your business went down, whether you lost some child, whether something happened to you, no matter what sickness you have to you, by putting your mind in, it does not make any changes. It makes it worse. It makes it worse. If you don't get sick, you'll get sick. As he says, control your mind, and especially when it comes to this person with jadu on you. Please, because jadu, you yourself are jadu. Please, I'm giving you one very important tip. If you want to become strong, Anyone can tell someone that God wants you, thing, nothing happened to me. Become strong in your mind that time. And inshallah, nothing happened to you. But when you become to see that nothing happened to you, no one did anything to you, your mind is looking, my brother did to me, my mother did to me, my father did to me, and my sister did to me. You break your relationship with everyone without any purpose. That's out of experience. What we're saying, as far as possible, put your mind to this thing as strong that nothing is happening. My husband sometimes, you know, the time of Hazrat Haji and Abdullah Rahmatullahi, in the most hottest day, if he is cold. And the most cold day, if he is hot, how that is the mind. Is that the mind? It can be the most hottest day, but he put his mind, is cold. If he is cold. And when the coldest day, it is hot, it is hot. Likewise, Hazrat Ji is so sick, you can see he is very, very sick. He can't even walk on it, but he speaks for 3-4 hours. Where the strength came from? It's because of the mind. You become strong in your mind, not sick. I am not sick. So if a person, no matter whatever difficulty is going through, Hazrat is giving us this remedy, no matter what it is, if someone tells you sick too, you think I'm not sick. I'm not sick. Inshallah, you don't say sick. They will tell you what the mind can do. What is saying, make your mind strong. Make your mind strong. You know this famous story? You know, Madrasa. The children, they can today even put the ustad right. You don't need to teach. Say, so one person tells us, the head is saying, you're not looking well, looking sick. Say, so go away. Another student came, others, no, you're not looking well. There's really something wrong with them. Something. Then, no, okay. 3-4 children came. Others, no, there is something definitely wrong with you. You can see in your eyes and all that. Oh, that even is mine now. I'm very sick now. Now he said, I took him. He got them one. Went home. Why, what happened to you now? No, I'm very sick. He said, he's so well. He said, what's it you're talking about? Go back to Madrasa. He said, the children, what was it like that? So that's how it is. The mind is something which you must try. That will half of that will be solved only with your mind. If you can only put your mind right. How do you say? Once he said, was wrong places. He said, what's the reason that? Why is it that your eyes, your tongue, the body, your ears going to wrong places? What's the reason for that? You don't realize that. Yet you say Allah is present. Yes, you say Allah is present. Everyone knows Allah is present. You say Allah is looking at me, I am out. You know Allah is looking at me. With all Allah is looking at you, how come your eyes are still in the wrong places? How come you still missing the wrong things? Why? Because it's hard. The hard? You have what hard is, you know hard. When a person gets hard, you forget everything. That's the way it is. You get drowned in the thing. How are you? You know hard means only words. You are words now. When you get hard in you, then your eyes will go to the right places only. Your ears will go to the right places to your whole body will go to the right places. And once you get hard in you, then the condition becomes like this, that everything that you do, your tabiat becomes sharia. Your tabiat becomes. And once the tabiat becomes sharia, then automatically then, you make sure that whatever you do will be according to the circumstances. For example, you come into the masjid, you enter the masjid, by mistake, instead of coming the right, you came in foot to the left. What will you do? The effect of whatever it is, the effect of the zikr that you're making all the time, and the power that you're taking you, you'll go outside and make sure you put your foot there. Not that you think to yourself, you know, I did today, I'll go tomorrow only. The heart is until I have not put myself right there at that time, you cannot sleep. For example, you're taking your clothing out. You're taking your clothing out by mistake, you took the right out before that. You make sure you put it right before you start taking your shirt. Not that you're thinking that, you know, next time, there's not next time. The heart is not a mistake. One is, when you are talking, you hold the right, taking out the left. But by mistake, you took out the right, if you put the left first, you take it out. That is what you call, you put yourself right. There's no second instant, the fourth instant, you have to put it. Once you take hand, then everything of yours will have chariot, the chariot will become chariot. You're eating food, to the no such thing, you tell to read Bismillah. You all know that Hadi is a person who reads Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, and he eats food, and the time that Alhamdulillah, 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 all these things are forgiven. All these things are forgiven. So then you imagine all these things. As in when you throw in that, you got toilet open, you put, by mistake, your right hand before the left, you come out and put it back. It's not that you're waiting to put the other. If you haven't got that condition in you to repeat it immediately, then you know that up to now, hard. You can't sleep, hard. By taking up the clothing too. The last thing you take up is going to the pants. Because you must surely show yourself that you must stay at least as possible naked. Least as possible. That's why you take all the clothing out and last your pants. And last your pants. So that you must not be naked for Allah Ta'ala looking for Islam. When this condition comes into you, is a time when you make zikr or a time that every part of your body becomes ibadat. And once a part of your body becomes ibadat, then you got shariat in you all that time. Allah Ta'ala aman kami kufidna sifatika Rabbana azina sifatika Qadilah kufidna hasana rafina sallallahu ta'ala rahmatullahi سنت امید لگتا تھا